Aber so, hier parat. Passcard da. Nimm mir Karte.
You are demanding the source of all energy to somehow limit, guys. Limit. Do you understand that? Limit that energy to come in front of you. Because, explain to me, if this is hugely unlimited source of energy, and you want the energy to be just concentrated here, just like that, that much?
I think for those who seek the proof that the existence of God, it wouldn't be insensible to ask for a huge evidence.
I'm saying you don't even understand the demands that you have put forward. You are asking the impossible, the unlimited to become limited to prove to you it's unlimited.
Okay, hold on. Let's make an analogy with the past. People from the past, many of them, were not so different from us. And they had, according to what they saw, they spoke to, evidence of the existence of God. So that many of them became prophets in their faith. They managed to speak to God, at least here.
I'm talking about vision, and you're talking about speech. You're conflating the issue.
Fine.
No, it's not fine.
No.
The issue is about seeing.
I need an extraordinary evidence. How this evidence can be? Appearing in front of me, yes.
I'm saying that is not a logical demand. It's an illogical, and I explain to you why illogical.
No, it's not. I disagree with you, because we are rational people. By God.
You didn't even understand my example of
a small organism. You're telling that God's going to become limited by becoming a human being coming here.
You see, what you're demanding is like this. Have you heard of Aladdin and the genie? You were saying, you know, Aladdin is so powerful.
Okay.
Can he come inside this bottle? And once he comes in, I can put it. You are asking God, the source of all power, all energy, to somehow limit his power and energy and come to you in a form just in front of you.
Listen, doesn't need to be in front of me.
Wait. So whatever you want to see, in which form you want to see? In its full glory? You
we
cannot see
know.
It.
No, listen, let's be sensible. We don't know what God is. We don't know.
Please. The God that we are offering you as a concept, you have to take that. I'm saying this is the God that we believe in. This is the attributes and properties and characteristics of this God. You then have to say, okay, this is what I demand of this kind of concept that you have. I am saying the demand that you have is illogical. You cannot have this all-powerful God come in front of you like this and see him. Just like the example where you have to change yourself to be seen by this microorganism in your skin.
No. Totally disagree with you. I'm sorry. I totally disagree with you. God is an entity. He's all-powerful. God can actually become whatever he wants without actually limiting himself.
Christians, can I understand one thing?
God, I used to be a Christian. Through the concept of God, God creates human beings according to him. Not 100%, but in the image of God. Okay? That means God can still come here, prove himself without actually limiting himself.
You limit
it. Losing the
power. The one that comes here, you're totally unlimited.
Would be unlimited.
But God tells us vision cannot comprehend him.
Sure. Who says that?
The concept of God that we have.
If you have.
Yes.
Fine.
So this concept, you're asking for an illogical demand. If you want to really believe in a Hindu God, where God is a statue, which will convince you that God exists as a statue, then it perhaps speaks to your attention. Hindu, you're speaking to a Muslim, we have a concept of God. This concept of God is vision cannot comprehend him. And yet, you want to see him in front of you.
With all my respect, I don't mean to offend anything here, but your concept of God is made by
God himself. God told us.
By the religion you subscribe to. Yes, it is. It doesn't make it true. It doesn't make it true.
If you really want to know about...
How do you know God is an entity? Totally different.
I think the confusion lies here. You're speaking to someone demanding evidence for God.
Yeah.
And yet, I'm saying the concept of God that we have is this. You have to accommodate this concept in your demands, and yet you're failing to do so repeatedly, even after examples I've given you. You are demanding a God of the Hindus. the God of the Christians. You're in the wrong conversation, mate.
No, because you are talking about your God, a God that for me doesn't exist. Because I haven't seen it, no evidence.
Now, you're committing the fallacy of circular reasoning. Okay?
No.
You want evidence for our concept of God. But when we're about to give it to you, you say there is no God, so you cannot have any given any evidence in the first place. You're just disproving your thinking yourself.
Okay, let me make a question. Can you prove God to me?
Okay. What proof do you need?
Allah.
But extraordinary proof.
Such as?
I don't know.
You haven't got a clue.
I don't know.
How can I give you some proof when you have no idea what that proof is going to be?
Do you pray for God? How strong is your faith?
It's not about my proof. It's about your evidence which convinces you.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So we were discussing what evidence is going to convince you.
Okay.
Suppose you heard a voice saying, I am God, right?
Okay.
How do you know that was God?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Then wait, please. Then how on earth are you demanding that if I hear a voice from heaven, I will believe it's an evidence? When you just admit now that I'm not going to be even sure whether this is God or not.
Exactly. But he's going to speak to everyone once.
Sorry?
He's going to speak to everyone once.
No. To you, right?
To me, maybe.
If you hear from the heavens, from the sky, says, I am God, would you be certain that it was God?
Not first.
Right. So let me start all over again then. What evidence will convince you God exists? Because obviously that evidence...
Plain and simple. An entity out of this planet that comes here.
Whatever you see, how do you know that was God?
You still don't know, but yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
I find it very, very, very saddening. The line of thinking that you're putting on the table. You are demanding extraordinary evidence, right? And yet, when extraordinary evidence of your liking is presented, you are not going to be even sure that this is the proof.
Because I don't know God. Obviously, let me tell you something.
Remember what I asked you?
I told you,
one moment. Remember what I asked you? What evidence would convince you? Anything that is given to you, you are saying is,
okay.
I will not be convinced.
Let me tell you something.
Then you haven't really demanded a convincing demand.
I had a past experience where I have seen...
No, I'm not interested in your past experience.
No, let me tell you how things convince me. No, I don't want anyone to believe it here. That I believed what I saw. No one can ever say to me that I haven't seen what I saw in the past.
Can we be sometimes deluded what things we see?
If you use drugs, yes. If you drink too much, maybe. I was in my plane in full conscious.
How do you know there was a gas going around and it's been drugged?
I know that wasn't.
Wait.
100% sure.
Listen. What you don't realize is this: currently, even at this very minute, there could be some gas.
No.
Listen.
Let's not play this game.
Excuse me, listen. You're not being very reasonable at this very minute.
I am.
You're not being reasonable. Allow me to finish. There are many gas which doesn't smell. Do you know that? I can tell you because I'm a chemist.
Okay.
Right? Take my word for it.
I believe you.
Many gas has no smell.
Okay.
If a gas, a nerve agent, was applied here, which is not visible, which doesn't have a smell, you wouldn't have a clue that there was a gas being applied here. And if it started affecting inside your nervous system, you wouldn't know that you've been affected.
What's the point?
My point is, the experience people get, you have no idea whether you have been under the influence of this kind of nerve agents, drugs, for example. You have no idea. So when you bring experiences, people can have experiences, something that they have no idea about, when it's possible it was something, some agents like this, when they're not sure. So we know people take drugs and they have a lot of wonderful experiences they describe, right? Out of this world, they say. What I'm saying is, the things that you demand, that can be what is called concocted to deceive you. Like a gas is applied, and you feel like someone speaking to you, saying God, and says, yeah, that's my evidence. But that was a scientist can do that as a science experiment. Just to demonstrate earlier on how deceptive these demands can be and how full we can be, but even by the technology that we have today. So your demands that if I hear a voice that proves that God exists,
no,
I don't think it's very reasonable.
I didn't say that. Let me go back to your example. I think when I say I was not on the drugs, there was no guys around when I had my...
How do you know?
I know.
No, you don't.
I do.
Okay.
Because I was in my home.
Wait. How do you know your home is not gassed by because MI6 agent?
Because the only guy... No, I was not in UK. And the only guys...
The security or the spies in your country?
The only guys...
Oh, come on.
The only guys at that time, in the place where I was, smells. He smells a lot.
No.
Yeah, he does.
You did not understand my example.
You are making suppositions.
Look, is it possible... Okay, listen.
But in the
is it possible a scientific experiment has been done on you?
What you believe.
No, listen. Is it possible... Scientists have been doing experiments on you. They've been following you for years and years.
Uh-huh.
And then they inflicted this gas, which you didn't smell, you didn't see, and you saw that experience.
You want to be very...
Is it possible?
Objective? Okay, in the field of supposition, everything is possible.
No.
But let's go to the real world.
No. I am saying, scientifically speaking, it's possible.
No. Let's go to the real world. I'm not part of an experiment.
How do you know?
I believe in what I see.
I believe in what I see. Look, there are many things you believe that you don't see.
That's wrong.
There are many things you believe in that you don't see. Don't say that. You see many things, but you believe in it.
Remo.
You know what mirage is?
No, I don't believe in mirage.
Have you seen your brain? Have you seen your brain?
My brain?
Yeah, have you seen it?
Oh, God. It's inside my skull.
Okay, have you seen it?
It's inside my skull.
Have you seen it yourself?
I know it's here.
No, have you seen it?
It's here.
My question is quite specific.
Okay,
ask me the question. I will say yes. I've seen my brain because I have an MRI scan to prove it. For example, right, have you got an MRI scan or a CT scan of your brain?
I have, by the way, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
You've seen it?
I've seen it.
Okay. Someone who hasn't seen the scan of a brain, they believe in it even without seeing, right?
Why?
I'm going...
Simple.
Wait. We know people believe, even in this park here, not everyone has, like yourself, a CT scan or an MRI scan of their head. Right. But do you all believe you have a brain?
Yeah.
Even though they haven't seen it.
Why?
Let me go through you step by step. Suppose you did not have an MRI or a CT scan of your head.
Okay.
Would you believe it?
Would you still believe you have a brain?
Yes.
Okay. So you'd believe in things even without seeing?
Yes, but there is a reason for that.
No. One principle at a time first. You would even believe in things without seeing them.
But can be proven.
Wait. If you did not have any scans done whatsoever of your brain.
Can be proven.
If it hasn't been proven yet.
Can be proven.
Listen, if it has not been proven yet, but you still have faith that you have a brain.
I would have faith.
Before proof is given.
No, I would have faith.
So this is my crux of the argument. Even the proof of God is given, not given yet.
No.
Let me finish. I think that's the crux of the argument to you now. Because you will believe in your brain, even though it's not proven to you yet.
Can be proven.
Listen, can be proven.
Yeah,
but
easily.
But not proven yet.
We know through science.
Listen,
we have a brain.
Excuse me. Listen to the argument. Because if you haven't got a scan of your brains, you would believe in it even though it hasn't proven to you yet. That means, as a principle, even the proof is not given to you, you can believe in it. So you can believe in God without the proof is given to you.
It's not the same. It's not the same example. The analogy is a fallacy.
I think you don't understand.
Nice to meet you, but it's a fallacy.
I don't understand.
Your analogy is totally wrong and mistaken.
Listen, I've just established.
I'm sorry.
What you? No. You
are. It's not rational.
Brother. Listen.
It's not.
You know.
Listen. Through science.
Listen, brother.
Theology.
Let me make this way.
No.
You
not.
Can be sorry. I have no problem with you being sorry.
No. You believe it. You have no problem with belief.
What you didn't realize this, I established a principle.
No.
Believing in things without
seeing it.
Being it proven yet.
Listen.
You agreed to that. According to this principle, look, according to this principle that you have adopted for yourself, you can believe in things without evidence is proven given to you.
It's a game
you play. Are you a man of principle or not?
I am.
And that's it. I've made my point. Thank
you.
That's it.